Retrouvons l'agenda culturel tout en anglais avec Véronica.
Hello there. Here we are, 12 days before the start of the 12 days of Christmas. And looking at the week's calendar, there's a second Marché de Noël in Lectoure at the weekend, where they still have the German Christmas stalls for your last minute of Weihnachts shopping. There's a special performance of Ukrainian Tales to Music by Caroline Cyr at 3:30 at the Salle de Comédie. So you might be able to combine the two activities. Then on Saturday, down in Florence, there's going to be an ice rink for the third year running, from 10 to 10 every day and on Fridays and Saturdays till midnight. And importantly, the Tuesday Marché will be functioning as ever. For more details, ring 0664-281865 or 0649-645739. Now, please make a note. Tuesday the 19th at 9 o'clock, you have to go and see Wonka, the prequel story to Charlie and the Chocolate Factory, which was, of course, one of Roald Dahl's most popular stories of horribleness, coated in thick, sickly chocolate. That has been filmed twice before with Gene Wilder, who was quirky and cynical, and Johnny Depp, who was frankly weird, in the role of the eponymous Willy Wonka. This is a delightful, imagined beginning to the Wonka story, which has little of Dahl's deep-seated, cruel streak, and much more of a great big adventure, with obvious, exaggerated villains and bags of genuine sweetness. When I saw it at the weekend, I thought I was watching, but I thought, yes, it's like Paddington, covered in chocolate. And then when the credits came up, I saw it was Paul King, who directed both Paddingtons. The hero is played charmingly by the gorgeous young actor with a mass of dark curls, a French name and an American accent, with a singing voice that is very easy on the ear, Timothée Chalamet. Well, our hero, a young man whose mother loved him, which is a very good start in life, has inherited from her his kind nature and love of making magical chocolate. Throughout, you're both marveling at the wonder of it and hanging on the edge of your seat, because he encounters some pretty tricky moments. But you know that in the end, good will prevail. I won't give away any more plot, except to say that we meet a delightful young black girl called Noodle, a hilariously ghastly woman played with gusto by Olivia Colman, Jim Carter OBE, aka Mr. Carson Downton, as himself, sort of thing, and a very small-statured, orange-faced Hugh Grant. Oh, and a few other very famous British actors, but I won't give them away. The setting I can mention, because it is worth paying attention to. It's somewhere near a sea, with lots of French signposts, a bit Italian in its buildings and piazzas, and quite a lot of Austro-Hungarian, especially the helmets. The city of Trieste comes to mind, but it's not really Trieste. And it has a very recognisable British sense of humour and esprit, perfect for all ages between 4 and 100. The film is doing so well that in London, for a mere £70, you can enjoy a special Willy Wonka tea, feasting on, I quote, our not as quite as it seems macaron and classic coronation chicken. For tea, fabulously fluffy floss, and a box stacked high with wondrous cakes, sweets, mallows and creams. All washed down with chocolate or lemon sherbet tea, water pistol punch cocktails, or fizzy lifting champagne. Ah, chacun à son chacun, as I always say. So it's Wonka on Ice in the Gers this week.
Retrouvez Véronica en podcast pour l'agenda culturel tout en anglais www.dfm930.com.